This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three.
Race.
In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Chris,
and we're discussing sugar.
We are,
and not the Southern style. Come here, give Grandma some sugar. Not that kind of sugar. And I don't know if either one of you have ever lived down south or have any clue what I'm talking about here.
I have.
I can only imagine.
Sugar is basically slang for kisses.
Oh,
come give Grandma kisses is come give Grandma some sugar.
Or a term of endearment.
True.
Give me a sugar.
Sugar pie, honey bun.
Exactly. Sugar pie, honey bun.
So
it's karaoke night tonight,
there was a caller in the last hour that she calls in quite frequently with one sort of agenda. Actually, two agendas.
Not
public
you.
Transportation, and we need to tax sugary substances.
Yep, those
but
are her
only,
two big ones.
But
yeah.
Only sugary beverages. Bananas that have sugar don't need to have an extra tax because that sugar is different.
I will say that Sarah is altruistic. I mean, she believes that she
wants to do good things with other people's money.
Right, and whether you like it or not, she thinks that you should go along with it. But for
why she hasn't just suggested we ban food?
No.
Because
she
know,
did call
she
in last
did.
Week. She did call
last
in last week.
She did suggest, you know,
claiming
breatharians,
making claims about breatharianism, that there are certain people who do not need to eat or drink because they have gold in their blood instead of iron. And
I'm all about that.
Yeah.
I want that.
So she, again, was calling in to advocate for this soda tax, saying that the city of Santa Fe in New Mexico is proposing one. She thinks that it should be a statewide or national tax. And we've already covered how horrible this thing has been in certain places. And I said that, you know,
from an economic point of view.
Correct.
From a freedom of choice and from a liberty point of view, absolutely.
Right. And I said that, you know, for certain things, it doesn't matter if you get sugar from fruit or from a soda. And she disagreed. And Chris, it's Thursday, Chris, you kind of disagree as well. And me and you independently pulled up the same article.
It's funny.
From the Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Right.
Mm.
And you read the part that you want, and then I'll read the part that I want. And I think that, you know, this is one of those things to where we're kind of talking past one another a little bit.
Yeah.
But not necessarily disagreeing.
Yeah, I don't think we are. But,
both make
but
good
I,
points.
Yeah, I do think that there is some problem with how much refined sugar we eat. And I'm going to read through the first part of this article, and you can pick it up at the part you like. Sugar in all its forms is a simple carbohydrate that the body converts into glucose
and
uses for energy.
All of the forms that they're talking about, the lead up to this is they're talking about glucose and fructose and sucrose and lactose.
Yep. We wanted to explore the difference between these sugar types as a follow-up to our post about whether sugar drives the growth of cancer, which has received several comments, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to get into understanding sugars. Natural sugars are found in fruit as fructose and in dairy products such as milk and cheese as lactose. Food with natural sugar have an important role in the diet of cancer patients and anyone trying to prevent cancer because they provide essential nutrients that keep the body healthy and help prevent disease. An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Right, and I'm in no way saying that, you know, you should go on the Twinkie diet because Twinkies and apples both have sugar. That's not what I'm saying.
That's my diet.
But there was a Twinkie diet, and they found that people were losing weight on it. It was kind
yeah,
of
if you limit your intake of calories to a certain amount, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
But there is a difference of how well your body processes things.
I can only have one Twinkie a day. So I guess my diet isn't really the same.
Right.
I eat many Twinkies a day.
Yeah, you can have one Twinkie, or you can have as many bananas as you want.
You can Google the Twinkie diet. You'll find out more about this. Okay, refined sugar comes from sugar cane or sugar beets, which are processed to extract the sugar. It is typically found as sucrose, which is a combination of glucose and fructose. We use white and brown sugars to sweeten cakes and cookies, coffee, cereal, and even fruit. Food manufacturers add chemically produced sugar, typically high fructose corn syrup, to foods and beverages, including crackers, flavored yogurts, tomato sauce, and salad dressing. Low-fat foods.
We talked about part of this last night.
Right.
The reason they use the high fructose corn syrup is because of all of these subsidies to corn and the taxes and tariffs that apply to sugar.
To natural sugars, yeah. Specifically cane sugar.
Yes.
I don't know if that applies at all to sugar beet sugar.
I don't know. Sarah has previously said that sugar beets are highly subsidized in the U.S.
It could be. I used to go to Idaho occasionally, and where my grandfather lived was close to a sugar beet refinery.
Idaho, the sugar beet state.
Holy cow, I have never smelled anything so foul in my entire life as what came out of that plant. It was horrible. Okay, so again, we have refined sugars, comes from sugar beets, sugar cane, processed to extract, and this is where it talks about metabolism matters. How the body metabolizes the sugar in fruit and milk differs from how it metabolizes the refined sugar added to processed foods. The body breaks down refined sugars rapidly, causing insulin and blood sugar levels to skyrocket. Because refined sugar is digested quickly, you don't feel full after you're done eating, no matter how many calories or Twinkies you've consumed. The fiber in fruit slows down metabolism as fruit in the gut expands to make you feel full. And here's where Daryl kind of comes in, but there's a caveat, Baker says. Once the sugar passes through the stomach and reaches the small intestine, it doesn't matter whether it came from an apple or a soft drink.
Right, and that's my point, is at a certain point of the processing and digesting of things, it doesn't matter whether the sugar was a natural sugar or an artificial sugar.
And my point is that once it gets to that point, we're past the part where either the good or the harm has occurred. You've spiked your blood sugar levels. You've increased your production of insulin because you ate so much refined sugar that it spikes those things.
Right. And then
that's my concern.
And again, I'm not saying that, you know, oh, yeah, just drink cola all day. That's not what I'm saying at all. And there are some people that are on what they call the paleo diet that they shun fruit because fruit has sugars.
Right.
Even though it's a natural sugar and your body kind of needs some sugar to function.
Let me ask you guys some questions. So there's going to be probably different implications to, you know, the type of sugar that's intaken depending on what your objective is. If your objective is to lose weight, maybe one type of sugar is, you know, maybe the type of sugar doesn't matter, whereas if you want to live because you have diabetes, it does matter.
Mm-hmm. Right, and if you're an athlete, and depending on what sort of thing you're doing. So long-distance runners are going to need a different type of sugar than, say, your 100-yard dash sprinter. Because one person is exerting a lot of energy for 10 seconds, whereas the other person is exerting a lot of energy for 3.5 hours.
And carbohydrates, and sugar is one of many carbohydrates, offer those same effects on the body. That's sort of the carbing up for long-distance runners will
right.
do.
So
so they have that store of energy that they can slowly deplete.
If you're a long-distance runner or you're in, say, a team sport to where you need to have some energy over several hours, you're going to eat a lot of pasta the night before, whereas if you're a short-distance sprinter, you're going to want to, you know, like, eat some bananas and maybe an apple beforehand to give you something. So, you know, there's that difference of the what and the how for various reasons.
For all us athletes sitting around the table tonight.
Well, I am doing a half marathon in like 4 months.
I know you are. Congratulations.
So I need to kind of, you know, do some training on that because it's starting to get warmer now. Yay. Yeah. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. From the most highly abused substance in the world to something that is not at all, what's the word, addictive, sugar to cannabis. We'll transition that discussion here in just a second. But before we do, I want to ask you to, you know, consider trying MyPillow. Now, you don't get to come use mine. You can get your very own MyPillow risk-free for 60 days. I've been using it for about a year. It's the best pillow I've ever used. And why, you might be asking? Well, that's because MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of my body and hold my neck in the proper position. And unlike a regular pillow that winds up, you know, let's go ahead and admit it, winds up getting a lot of stuff and junk collected in it, dead skin, dirt, etc., you can actually throw MyPillow into the washing machine, throw it into the dryer, and it's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back, minus the shipping. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL.
So, we were going to talk a little bit about cannabis and what's going on in Washington. This first story comes to us from Reason.com.
By Washington, you mean D.C., not Washington State.
That is correct, or Washington, Nevada. Title of this is White House Expects Greater Enforcement Against States That Legalized Recreational Marijuana. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says the Fed's mostly hands-off approach to states that have legalized recreational marijuana may be coming to an end. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said Thursday that he expects to see, quote, greater enforcement, unquote, of federal drug laws under President Trump's Justice Department in states that have legalized recreational marijuana. During a White House press briefing, Spicer was asked what the Trump administration's policy would be on states that have legalized marijuana, placing them in conflict with federal law, where marijuana remains a Schedule I drug. Under President Obama, the Justice Department issued a memo in 2013 instructing U.S. attorneys to take a mostly hands-off approach to recreational and medical marijuana in states that had legalized it. Quote, "Well, I think that's a question for the Department of Justice," unquote, Spicer replied. "I do believe you'll see greater enforcement of it, because, again, there's a big difference between the medical use that's very different than the recreational use, which is something the Department of Justice will be further looking into," unquote.
Yes, and the difference is that in certain states, if you meet certain fairly restrictive criteria,
right,
then you're allowed to medicate yourself with a plant. And in other states, if you just happen to be over the age of 21 and you have some money, you can use the plant either for medicinal or just because it gets you high.
Right.
And, you know, there's not really any questions asked. But here's something that I find very interesting, is that alcohol, which is a much more dangerous substance,
mm-hmm,
you can just go buy as much of it as you want as long as you're over the age of 21, and nobody's going to say anything about it.
True.
You want to drink yourself into a coma, the state in some places will sell you that alcohol.
Some states will come up with their own and market it.
Some states will require you to purchase alcohol from the certain types of alcohol.
Yeah, from the state.
The state.
Yeah, and it is complete hypocrisy. It's something that... This is cronyism and crony capitalism at work. This is what we get with where we're at and lobbyists and everything else. Present lobbyists excluded. Darryl.
Right, because some lobbyists are advocating for more freedom.
Yeah, I hear
you. There's not many of me, but, you know, there are a couple, you know, so like the ACLU generally does a good job of lobbying for more human freedom.
You bet.
But they do more than just lobby.
Exactly. Spicer referenced opioid abuse and addiction while talking about the administration's opposition to recreational marijuana.
Okay, all right, let's pause here for a moment, because I happen to have done some research not too long ago, and states that have larger or broader access to cannabis also have lower rates of opiate addictions.
Now, that's going to be a tough one to...
This is one of those things to where, you know, it's not necessarily a correlation causation sort of thing, but in states with, you know, broader access to medical cannabis, doctors are more likely to prescribe cannabis as a treatment than opiates,
right?
Because, you know,
can contribute to addiction. Yeah, Vicodin and everything else. According to Spicer, quote, there's two distinct issues here, medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, Spicer also said. Medical marijuana, I've said before, the president understands the pain and suffering many people go through who are facing terminal illnesses and the comfort that some of these drugs, including medical marijuana, can give them.
But it's not just people with terminal illnesses that benefit from medicinal cannabis.
No, and you will find a lot of people, you know, I know a lot of people that have served in the military, and a lot of them who have served recently, that find that marijuana treats their PTSD much better than any other drug that could possibly get prescribed.
Yes.
With less risk, and that's a big thing.
There's an ad that runs on the Liberty Radio Network where Montel Williams talks about having multiple sclerosis. Not a terminal illness.
Right.
But there are things that, you know, wind up being very difficult for him if not treated. And I happen to have heard the ad earlier today. He said there are certain days where his nerves are so raw that if you barely touch him, then he has, you know, just absolutely horrendous pain.
Right. And I think you and I are, we're getting into this discussion about, you know, whether medical marijuana kind of goes far enough or whether it should just be open. I think we both agree, and probably all of us in this room agree with that. But it is this idea that there's something distinct and different between recreational marijuana and medical marijuana. And one of my favorite quotes, and I'm going to paraphrase Willie Nelson here, but he used to say there's two kinds of marijuana. The good kind, that's the kind that cowboys smoke, and the bad kind, which is that stuff that the hippies smoke.
Okay.
It makes as much sense as saying that recreational marijuana is somehow harmful and medical marijuana is somehow good. You can't speak out of both sides of your mouth when you're talking about the exact same material. It's just insanity.
Let's go ahead. To the phones, actually to Skype, where we've got Mike calling in. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks, Daryl. So I want to talk about sugar because it's something I'm very familiar with. So I have cancer, so I wanted to starve the sugar out of my body. You're basically, but it's glucose. It's not sugar. It's cancer cells feed off glucose. And everything, every carbohydrate that you eat breaks down to glucose. Pasta, bread, grains, it doesn't matter.
Hold the line, Mike. We'll bring you back here on Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
seasons before, seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And Chris.
And we go back to Skype, where we've got Mike calling in. Mike, you were talking about the different kinds of sugar. So there, and yeah. This whole discussion started because a caller in the last hour called to advocate for a sugary beverage tax, and now she doesn't want to tax your apples and your bananas that also have sugar. She only wants to tax sugary beverages because she finds them to be absolutely horribly evil. And that led to a broader discussion about the way your body metabolizes various types of sugar. And, you know, does it matter if the sugar comes from an apple or a Twinkie? And, Mike, you were making a point about the different types of sugar, specifically as it regards or relates to cancer patients.
Yes, but what you told her and what you said was right. The body doesn't know the difference between bananas and refined carbs. Now, as I said yesterday, if there's fiber with the sugars, so insoluble or soluble, we can break that down, but your blood sugar levels don't spike as much, okay? But there's always going to be some because it's sugar. So it doesn't matter if you have sugar in your coffee or if you eat a banana. In fact, a banana can have a lot of sugar. That's why doctors or people that know should say you should only have one banana a day. But here's the bottom line. It's about glucose. It's not about sugar. And alcohol breaks down into glucose. Grains break down into glucose. Pasta. Everything like that breaks down to a glucose. So that's what
and
you have to
there,
start.
There's something that all of those things have in common, and that is wheat-based.
Yes. And so here's the bottom line. I would love to go through Sarah's cabinets because I guarantee you she's not as healthy as she acts like.
Right.
And I would have a field day because this is actually what I did to cure my cancer. While you're on chemotherapy, if you fast, it starves the cancer cells, and cancer cells have to have to run on glucose, while other cells can run off a thing called ketosis. So if your body goes into ketosis, the healthy cells can live, and the cancer cells burn, and the chemotherapy can target them better. So you can do this a couple ways. You can intermittent fast, which means you don't eat for at least 16-hour time periods, and your body burns fat as its primary energy supply instead of glucose. You can also fast over several days. So I went to a ketogenic diet. It was the most disciplined willpower thing I've ever done in my life. That means your carbohydrate intake is like less than 50 grams. So all you can eat is like avocados, wow. Avocados and greens, like spinach, kale, like all the power greens. You have to eat lots of coconut oil, lots of butter, lots of saturated fats, and a moderate amount of protein, because protein, if you eat too much of that, it actually breaks down to glucose as well. And so it's not even what she doesn't even understand. And I've said it before, she has a good heart, but the problem with her is that she doesn't even understand how the world works, and she doesn't take any time to look into it or research it, and all she's going to do is hurt people. Because let me promise you one thing: if I really clean the whole day, and then I go buy a Coca-Cola, a can of Coke, and I drink it, and then I go work out, I'm still going to be healthier. What I am putting in my body than what she eats when she eats crackers, bread, and doesn't move and listens to the radio all day. I'm in no way picking on her. I'm just saying it's about the complete lifestyle. And let me say this. Yes, your body does. Your blood sugar levels don't spike as much if you eat blueberries, okay, which is one of the healthiest sugars you can eat and has the highest fiber content, as it would if you eat a bag of Skittles, okay? But at the end of the day, it becomes glucose to the body. And if you're healthy, you don't have a high blood sugar levels. You don't have to follow that. I can eat 5 bananas in a day. I can drink kombucha. I can drink a beer, whatever. It doesn't affect my blood sugar levels. Now, I would say, hey, if you want to be the best version of yourself, follow a really clean diet. Don't do stupid stuff. Right. But every time you eat crackers, every time you eat bread, I guarantee you Sarah loves bread, it becomes glucose immediately. It spikes your blood sugar level. So if we're going to ban a can of Coke, let's ban all the bread in the stores. And that's what she doesn't understand. And that's what those idiots don't understand. It doesn't matter. It's all about the glucose in the body. Those things spike your blood sugar levels just as much as Skittles do, or just as much as Coca-Cola does. It's just it's their own ignorance, and it eats me up. Because here's the bottom line, man. It's a matter of freedom. I'm sorry I got cancer, but guess what? It doesn't matter what gave it to me. Okay. Those people have the right to consume as much as they want to. And Sarah's going to find out one day. She's going to have cancer. She's going to have a thing. And she'll be the first in line to the chemotherapy place. She'll be the first in line to the doctor. And all this stuff, all this nonsense she talks about, Dr. Barefoot taking calcium carbonate to cure your cancer. It's like, no, Sarah, here's what you don't understand. There's actually people with cancer who actually have to live through this stuff, and you're wrong. And again, she does come from a good place, and I understand that. But those idiots don't understand what they're doing, and all they're cheering this Dr. Pepper. Okay, I'll drink a can of Dr. Pepper, eat healthy all the rest of the day, exercise, do something called a HIIT training, high interval training, which is the best way to exercise, where you go really hard for like 20 seconds and then stop for like 10 and then go really hard. And what that does, that's actually the most efficient way to exercise your body. You do that, you drink a can of Dr. Pepper, you're going to be a lot healthier than somebody that eats cookies, eats crackers, eats white bread, or any sort of bread. So that's it. And I appreciate it. I love the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call.
Well, hold on. Well, he just dropped off the line. I was actually going to ask him some specifics about his high impact intensity training and compare notes on workouts.
Okay. Maybe you could do that on your own time, Daryl.
Yeah.
Not, you know, but he does have a point that
absolutely.
The HIIT training, high impact intensity, it's one of those things to where it combines cardio plus weight training. And it's basically the basis behind the CrossFit workout. And you know, it, as long as you don't call it CrossFit, then you don't have to pay some outrageous, naming
licensing fee.
Thing. And I think, you know, it's also not CrossFit if you're not flipping a tire and pushing a sled.
Gotcha.
So let's get back into the stories from the White House, specifically where Sean Spicer is saying that we might need to look at the differences between recreational cannabis and medicinal cannabis because somehow they're different.
Well, and more importantly, that the White House seems to be saying that we're going to continue to sort of keep a blind eye towards the states that have implemented medical marijuana, but if you've implemented recreational marijuana, you allow that, then the Department of Justice may be coming down on you, and that's a real concern to civil libertarians.
The Department of
Justice. Who are they
going to
come down on? The government? Or are they going to come down on
people?
People, individuals.
Yeah.
Both?
They'll do both. They'll
What do they do to the government?
I mean, they can withhold funding.
Funding, okay.
Yeah, that's what the power the federal government has over the states is saying, if you want your highway.
So I should definitely go to my representative and say, I want recreational.
Yes.
Right. I want
you should. You
I
should
want
anyway.
Federal money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we live in New
birds
Hampshire.
One stone.
Right.
Right.
So I like this.
We're in a donor state anyway, meaning that more money leaves New Hampshire to the feds than what the feds send back to New Hampshire.
Mm.
So, yeah, let them keep all of it. And then we've got even more reason to wind up leaving.
Hold on. Yeah, I don't like that either. I like the leaving part. All right, I'm going to keep going with this article.
But before you do it, the DOJ, mm-hmm. remind me again, that's the branch or the agency that is just below the Attorney General?
Department of Justice.
Yeah, and the Attorney General, former Senator Jeff Sessions, who I believe said, quote, good people don't use marijuana.
Yeah, that'd be the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Jeff, but good people don't tell other people what to do, and good people don't throw people in jail for doing something that they don't like. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. In studio, it's Daryl.
Chris. And his brother Chris.
And if you're going to be doing any shopping online, start that shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. We've got links to Amazon. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Newegg, and several other entities. And you're not going to spend more when you start shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. The only difference is the places that you buy from will send us a little bit of money. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
And to go back to our story, which was titled White House Expects Greater Enforcement Against States That Legalize Recreational Marijuana. And we were talking about this. Basically, Sean Spicer, the press secretary, had come out and stated that the Trump administration probably is not going to be as welcoming to states that have legalized marijuana for recreational use as it will be towards states that have legalized it for medical use
Let's hope that the Trump White House is more accepting of California's medical program, because Obama sure wasn't.
Right.
There were more raids of medical shops in California during the Obama administration than during the Bush administration.
Yeah, we don't get any consistency. And if we were to look at the entire issue from a constitutional point of view, nothing in the Constitution talks about this. Therefore, it would default to me to the 10th Amendment.
Ninth.
Which means, well, you could say the 9th. That is, that if you were to say the 9th, you would say that everybody has the right to smoke marijuana and the power to do anything about it if they decided to would be left to the 10th, the states themselves, to the people and the states respectively. That would be the 10th Amendment.
Right.
But I've never been able to envision where this is a national issue. It never should have been.
I've also thought it's interesting that the Constitution needed to be amended to prohibit alcohol,
right?
Oh, yeah.
But yet it doesn't need to be amended to implement the multi-billion-dollar drug war that's been in existence for about 46 years.
Yeah.
That's because they just chose to ignore it.
Yeah, you do it differently. You do it through regulation.
Funny how they do that. They just choose to ignore things that they want to ignore.
Well, you come up with a different way of doing it. This way you do it through regulation. You go to the FDA and you say, you know, we need to have a schedule of drugs, and we think marijuana ought to be on Schedule 1, so you'll treat it just like you treat heroin, because it has, it is highly addictive, it's highly dangerous, and it has no medical use whatsoever.
I thought heroin was Schedule 2.
Heroin's Schedule 1.
Okay, because I remember, you know, reading that, you know, there actually are some medicinal uses for opioids, and heroin is an opioid.
Yeah. Right. Well, heroin itself may be on Schedule 1, but other opioids may be on Schedule 2.
Yeah, we'll pull that up. And while we do, let's go to the phones. We've got Nathan calling in from North Carolina. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Daryl, Chris, and Chris. I just had a quick question. When I sign up through the AMP program, can I select a day for my automatic donation, or does it just default to the day of my initial donation?
That's a good question.
That is something that I don't know the answer to, because I'm not the one that processes that. That's something you should reach out to Ian, who is the one that processes that. Unfortunately, he's going to be rather difficult to reach over the next few days because he's down in Mexico at Anarchapulco. But I would suggest reaching out to him.
You can email him.
Yeah, shoot him an email. I do have some experience accepting recurring contributions through PayPal, which I believe is how the AMP contributions are processed.
If you're not doing it through Bitcoin.
And, well, even if you do a recurring through Bitcoin, which they're not, but it's my understanding those are processed the same date. So if you signed up on the 10th, the 10th of every month is when those process. That's been my experience accepting recurring contributions, but I don't know specifically about the AMP program. Nathan, definitely reach out to Ian.
And what's his email address?
Ian@freetalklive.com.
There we go.
It's very easy, and also on the Free Talk Live website.
Yeah.
So,
excellent.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Aaron calling in from New Orleans, listening to WGSO. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks, guys. I guess it was about a month or two ago, I spoke to Ian about my case. He was doing a series on judges. And here in New Orleans, I was actually arrested back in 2014, and my picture was all over the news here because I wrote some letters that criticized a local judge. And one of his family members went to the police, and they issued out a warrant for my arrest, accused me of stalking through these written letters.
Wow.
Well, so that was in 2014. The case was dropped, and then the district attorney charged me with this old law that's on the books here called criminal defamation. And that went on for about another year, and then it was finally dropped. And the local newspapers here, The Advocate and the Times-Picayune, they wrote some stories about it. Well, my lawyer, he filed a lawsuit against the city in federal court. And when I was speaking to Owen last, that's my lawyer's name. When I was speaking to Ian last, I told him that my lawyer had filed a lawsuit. Now the federal trial court judge had actually thrown my lawsuit out and said that the police, they have a certain level of immunity, even if they violate your First Amendment rights, they have a certain level in which they cannot be sued. So it's on appeal now, and my attorney, whose name is Owen, he went to the U.S. Fifth Circuit, which is also here, and he argued the case before the Fifth Circuit. We're waiting for the Fifth Circuit's ruling to see if the suit can be reinstated and sent back to the trial court level.
Wow. Yeah, and the whole thing of, you know, they've got all kinds of immunity is something that they've granted themselves in a lot of cases, and in other cases it's things where courts have granted them immunities. I forget the various types. Okay. There's sovereign immunity, which is you've got this just because you happen to be a government agent.
Right.
There's statutory, which is you've got this immunity because some legislator wrote it down on paper.
Right.
And then there's another kind, I forget the term for it, which is basically you've got this because the court says you have this.
Right.
Doesn't the government have to grant itself liability even? Like, it's not even like it has it by default. It assumes it does not, and then it has to grant it.
No, there are certain things to where if, and this is based on various interpretations and case law, if the government agent should have known better,
yeah,
then they can be held liable.
Okay, so that's a government agent, I guess, but the government itself.
Like a government.
But
it probably varies from level to level.
Not the agents or somebody working for the government, but the government itself would have liability, like police department.
But you would still have to sue a government agent.
Right. So you can
say... So let's say Officer Jones breaks into your house and assaults you and breaks your nose.
Yep.
You could sue the police department because Officer Jones did something, but you would also have to include Officer Jones in that suit, and they would determine Officer Jones was in violation of he should have known better, and then Officer Jones and the police department could be found guilty for a civil rights infraction.
Yeah,
but unless an agent is found, and this is my understanding...
Okay.
Unless an agent is found in violation, then the entity cannot be.
That's interesting.
Agent isn't.
That's my understanding.
From a New Hampshire point of view, I can say that there are all sorts of laws that do protect local governments and things like that. So we talk about this a lot in our town, but, you know, we have a responsibility to keep up the roads. But does that mean that because if roads are not taken care of, say we didn't plow snow fast enough and somebody has an accident, does that mean we're liable? No. You know, there's a lot of things like that.
Right,
so.
But then there's the question of which agent was responsible for not doing X?
Right.
Because there has to be a human that was negligent.
Right.
You can't just say, well, the city government exists and nobody from the city did X, so therefore the entire city is guilty. There has to be a human that is negligent, is my understanding.
We'll look into that.
We'll look into that. And, Aaron, thank you for the call. And feel free, call back on another night, the next several nights. We're going to be live from Anarchapulco. Well, it's not me, but Ian and Mark. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.